is Radio 560. KPQ time is 12:15. The voice you're hearing is not Michael Knight. It's I, Kevin Rounds, sitting in for Michael this week on the agenda, enjoying an opportunity to get out of my usual routine and get to talk to a lot of great people this week. It's been a fantastic week on the agenda, and we're wrapping it up with the class. We've upgraded the class in this facility today in major ways. Because right now, you can apply to be part of the Miss East Cascade Scholarship Organization, and their program is underway to crown their next winner in March. And we wanted to take the opportunity to bring in the current Miss East Cascades, Melanie Garza. Thank you so much for swinging by today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Can you believe it's been 9 months?
No, it's gone by incredibly quickly. You would be surprised how quick a year can go by.
Right, yeah, that's it. Well, I'll tell you what, though, as you get older, everything seems to go at, like, three times the speed you remember it.
I'm experiencing. I still feel like I should be a freshman in college, but nope, I'm coming up on graduation here pretty soon.
That's awesome. No, that's fantastic. So you were crowned Miss East Cascades back in March earlier this year. I want you to talk a little bit about sort of that experience and kind of what you would hope to accomplish as Miss East Cascades.
Well, it's been a very adventurous experience. Going in, I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but it has been absolutely amazing. The amount of growth that I've seen in this year alone is substantial. And what I hope to accomplish is I wanted to outreach to a lot of people. And I work very much with my platform, Healthy Body, Healthy Mind, which focuses on the connection between having a healthy mindset, including having good coping mechanisms for anxiety and depression, and how they are linked to having a regular routine and a healthy lifestyle. So I've experienced this on my own. I started working out when I was a senior in high school, and since then I have completely gotten rid of my depression. My anxiety is way down, and I just want to bring that to as many people as I can.
Well, and I think there seems to be a real effort nationwide, and a lot of people are inspired to bring that idea of challenges that we have emotionally. We've spent decades now talking about physical challenges and trying to make people's lives better in that. And the work continues for sure. But mental challenges, I think we really are starting to get to a point where we understand that, you know, depression isn't something that we want people to be ashamed of. Mm-hmm. And anxiety is a real problem. And all of those things that come into, not only do we want to be as physically healthy as possible, but mental health is such a key component of our lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm seeing it more and more every single day. It's really grown, actually, the past, I'd say, 3 to 4 years, especially on social media. You take a look at Instagram, and there's so many people just preaching and putting out their mindset out there and encouraging people to be as positive as possible, to reach out to even them, perfect strangers, if they need help. And I think it's beautiful, and I want to be out there crusading in the same area and really trying to just make people's lives better.
Did that lend itself to what you decided to graduate in college?
Actually, no. I do that completely differently. I'm studying music and accounting while I'm in college, but health and fitness is definitely a passion of mine, and I live it every single day, and it just makes me so incredibly happy.
That idea that it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah, it's 100% okay. I mean, there's days where you can't find the motivation sometimes. You just can't bring yourself to be happy sometimes. And it's completely okay. And you're not alone in that. And it will get better, always.
Yeah, and I don't know what your childhood was like, but I don't remember, like, specific instances, but I feel like there was a general sense that when I was a kid, or what kind of my generation were children, that, you know, if you were sad, or hurt, it was anything, it was always kind of shake it off, you'll get over it. Like, it was sort of, it wasn't dismissed necessarily, but it was
like shrugged off a little
bit.
Yeah,
it's temporary, just, you'll deal with it. Like, it wasn't like, now it seems like you embrace that idea. It's like,
yeah,
it's okay, let's talk about it and try to work out what that means and maybe how we can help you overcome.
Exactly, and I think that's definitely a culture that's coming to even younger generations. A couple months ago, the brand Barbie actually released their own sort of video series of having Barbie relate emotionally to what children may be feeling growing up, and saying that it's okay to have a bad day, that it's okay that you might be sad, but it'll always get better. Just reach out, surround yourself with friends and family. Do things that you know make you happy.
Yeah, that's really critical, too. Of course, you've been around, I'd imagine, all over the place.
Yes.
You've been traveling quite a bit for 9 months. So tell me about some of the things that you've been able to do this year.
Well, I'm very excited. I had my very first Fit with a Miss thing at a gym. And basically what that is it's very hard sometimes to get into working out and lifting and just getting into the gym. It's a very intimidating place. I remember stepping foot in there the first time and being like, what am I doing here? It seems like all these meatheads are around you and they all know exactly what they're doing. So what I aimed to do with this is I would get a group of people to come to a gym and I'd give them a presentation about health and nutrition and I walked them through a workout to get them the basic idea of how the things in the gym work, how to lift correctly, correct form so they're not injuring themselves as they carry it further. So it was basically just an event to help people get comfortable and get their first foot, because having help makes all the difference when you start in your fitness journey.
And that's one of the things that Britt, I think is his name, down over at what used to be Gold's Gym, but now it's Works, and they talk about that idea.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that I, you know, in my experience, I'm sure all the gyms do it. That's just the one that I have gone to.
Yeah.
and can relate to personally, is that idea of, yeah, like that idea, once you know what you're doing and kind of get a routine, it isn't quite the scary place that it is.
Exactly, and you start to learn to love it. I love going to the gym every single day, the atmosphere, the people, and I think it's really cool once you start getting more into it and you're just a regular there, you start a family at the gym and you start those relationships. And every single person there, whether you realize it or not, wants to see you succeed. They want you to be happy. They want it because they were that person once. And they were that person stepping foot in the gym for the first time at one point. And now they're a couple years into their fitness journey. They're a couple months into their fitness journey, and they found something that they love so much.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the people that come in that have, like, the weight belts or that,
yeah.
that look like they're from, like, the 1980s, you know, something.
Plastic
like
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but just don't let those people scare
No,
them.
They're absolutely some of the nicest people I've ever met, and they're more than happy to give advice or answer questions if you have anything.
What about some of the other stuff? So you've been so mental and physical. So you tell me you're majoring in counting and music, which is already kind of a weird combination.
Though
I guess people find beauty in numbers. But I still feel like you're somehow mental health counseling or like kinesiology or something.
Right? I get that question a lot, especially I do a lot of my platform online through my Instagram. And so my captions, my posts, they're very much so aimed towards creating a healthy mental capability and just overall making yourself better. So it's really like a fitness Instagram, but I outreach to as many people as possible. My followers know that they're always welcome to message me if they have questions, if they need help. I've gotten multiple messages just needing somebody to talk to because they didn't really know where to turn. Messages talking about their anxiety and their depression, asking advice, just needing to get it out. And it's an amazing experience being able to be that and be that person that is available to talk.
So you've got to do so many amazing things, and the next group of people can now, we don't know who it is because applications just got open. So let's talk a little bit about the Miss East Cascades, sort of like the organization and sort of what, tell me about Miss East Cascades, what the group is, like what the goals are, and how people can get involved.
The easiest way I think I would describe Miss East Cascades and the organization is everyone there, all the volunteers, even in the Miss Washington and Miss America organizations, they want to see you succeed, and they will do anything that it takes for you to get that success. So whether or not, it doesn't even have to be your goals necessarily within your year of service, but I had my goals in my year of service, and they asked me to write them out at the very beginning of the year. But they also asked me to write out my personal goals, whether it was with my education, whether it was with my career. And you can't forget that these board members, you can send them your resume. You can send them your cover letter. They can help you with interviewing skills. They're there to make you so much better. And the things that this organization has given me has excelled me so far in networking and connections and being able to even talk to business professionals and get my foot out there into the business and career world.
And that's amazing because if you go to the website, MissEastCascades.com, that is where you can find the details, including Melanie will greet you when you hit the website. It's there she is. She's right there.
Hello.
Hi. But that's sort of where people can get involved. So what would you tell people? Like, who is it for? Why would people want to get involved in this?
It's for a young woman. I remember I got involved because I'm a yes sort of person. I like saying yes, and I like trying new experiences. But I would say the number one reason I see girls doing this is they just want to get out of their box. They want to push their comfort zones. And it's definitely a period of growth. Whether or not you are titled, the Miss East Cascades organization works with you for 3 months to work on your interview skills and get you comfortable and get you comfortable talking to people. And so I would say women 18 through 25, all welcome. We want to have you. Please come. I'm excited to meet you. I'm excited to get you started. And I want to see so many girls experience what I've experienced through this organization.
Now, it says East Cascades. Does that mean just anybody east of the mountains?
No. We cover 5 counties. We have Kittitas, Chelan, Douglas, Grant, and Okanagan counties. So any woman either going to school, living, any of that can apply to our organization and start the process in being a title holder.
So you can be in college, or you can really anybody then.
Really anybody.
I guess if it's 18 to 25.
Exactly.
You know, and if you're going at college at 25, we hope you're getting your doctorate, or maybe returning back after military duty or anything like that. Missionaries could sometimes come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the Tommy Boy joke where some people take 8 years to finish school.
Yeah.
They're called doctors.
But it's wonderful because me being a college student, that's how I was eligible. I go to Central Washington University. The organization within the past 2 years, overall, even the Washington organization, I've earned over $5,000 in scholarships. So I've had the privilege of not needing to worry necessarily about my tuition costs or my book costs because this organization has helped me do that.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Melanie Garza, current Miss East Cascades. We're going to take a break, but if you want to get in, if you have a question for her about this process or this program, maybe you're a woman between 8 and 25 in one of the 5 counties, or maybe you know somebody, you're a parent of a woman that wants to get involved in this, just go ahead and, she's willing to take phone calls and answer your questions if you want to ask her. 663-5656. Just call into the line, 509-663-5656. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. And if you guys have phone calls, we'll take them then. You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, where it's 1227. News Radio 560 KPQ time is 1232. I'm Kevin Rounds, sitting in for Michael Knight, talking in with Melanie Garza, the current Miss East Cascades 2018. She has a little less than 3 months left of her reign, and she'll be handing the crown here in March to the next Miss East Cascades. And if you're interested in this program or you have a question for Melanie or anything like that, just give us a call at 509-663-5656, and she'll be happy to talk to you. We've got she's got headphones if we need them. She'll talk to you and all that great stuff. But you do only have 3 months left, which mm-hmm. means opportunities are now available for anybody who wants to get involved in the Miss East Cascades program.
Absolutely.
And the sort of the pageant at the end of it in March. So let's talk a little bit about kind of the process that you need to understand and go through if you wanted to be Miss East Cascades.
Well, the very first thing is filling out our application online, which is at MissEastCascades.com. Super easy application. It's really just letting us get to know who you are. And it's really nothing to be scared of. You come to the first meeting. It's on January 20th at 11:45 at Works Gym. They have been sponsoring us, and they've been a fantastic sponsor. We are so grateful for the complimentary gym memberships that they not only give our contestants, but the year-long membership that they give our title holder. And so that's really incredible, especially with my platform. It has proven to be absolutely wonderful being able to come into town and not have to worry about how am I going to get to the gym today.
Right. Yeah, because in the school, you probably just go to the school gym.
Yeah, I just go to Central's gym, and it's right there, an easy little walk over. But the process of starting and getting actually to the pageant is 3 months. And 3 months of working with our board, you meet the other girls. And I love, absolutely love that it's 3 whole months because you really get to know the other contestants. They become your friends. They become your support system because it's really just you girls back there on stage. And you would think that it might get competitive or something. But honestly, in both times that I've experienced this pageant, the day that the crowning happens, everyone is so genuinely happy for each other. And it's really awesome. It's a sisterhood.
I'd imagine you'd almost have that idea where, like, if I can't win, I'll be happy with it. I mean, because there's always that, like, if you or your friend are in it, like, you're
exactly.
Like, if I couldn't win, I'll be happy if they win. And maybe nobody else, you know, maybe not the same level of other people, but, you know, but that idea, but if you have all of those people are that same person, it's going to be great no matter what happens. Obviously, you would love to win, but, mm-hmm. but you are genuinely excited for the people who do.
Yeah, I have never experienced any cattiness because I know pageants sort of get that classification of, oh, you have to be catty or you have to be a little sassy or you have to be a size zero. And it's like, nope, I went on stage in a size eight for the fitness competition, which you are in a swimsuit for, and it's empowering, honestly. But we are actually the very last pageant this year in the state to do swimsuit until the new Miss America is implemented into all local pageants.
That's right, because you guys are part of the Miss America organization, and I'd imagine that a lot of what they do and kind of their guidelines and mm-hmm. expectations and rules and stuff filter down, and then you will sort of, okay, whatever they're doing at that, that's probably what we're doing next year.
Yeah, absolutely, and the Miss America organization as a whole is incredible. They are the largest scholarship givers to American women in all of America. Yeah, so... it's a great organization to be a part of, and it's fantastic on a resume, if I do say so. I get asked about it all the time.
Yeah, when you're applying for those accounting jobs, tell me about your experiences.
No. They love it. You wouldn't think that they do, but they absolutely love it. They love knowing that you're out there in your community working and just talking to people.
Well, now, you're majoring in music, so obviously that would imagine was your talent when you were going through this. But,
yes.
Of the different stages, I know a lot of people worry about the swimsuits. That's got to be one mm-hmm. of the biggest concerns.
It's very scary for a lot of girls.
But talent is probably not terribly far behind because, you know, maybe they have sung in front of people before, maybe they haven't, mm-hmm. or maybe they've been a part of the choir or something like that. But, you know, it doesn't have to be. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can have a talent.
Very much so. Talent portion is 40% of your total score. And it is a minute and a half, and you can do anything for it. I've seen so many different things. The most common are instruments, vocal, and dancing. But I remember at State, Miss Seattle, actually, Rachel, she is a figure skater, but she did roller skates.
Oh.
So she roller skated around the stage, and it was so cool. I've never seen a talent like that, but it was beautifully done. I've also seen girls do hula hooping. They've done painting upside down where they're like a speed painter and they paint everything upside down at the very end. They flip it over and you're like, oh, okay, that's what it was.
That's one of the coolest things to watch. People do that because you're like, what is it? What
right?
What is it? And then it's like, oh.
There it is. Okay. It's really fun. Talent is one of my very favorite portions of the competition to watch, along with evening gown.
And everybody probably, I can't speak for all women because I am not one myself. But I know that most of the women in my life love to dress up, and I'd imagine that evening gown portion is just super fun.
You feel like a princess. You really do. It's the last part of the competition, so it's so nice to just, you get all dressed up in your evening gown, and you look stunning, and you feel stunning, and you take that breath before walking on stage, and you walk out, and you just feel the lights hit you, and you feel like the sparkles, like, glimmering, and you can feel the audience being like, wow. That is a beautiful dress. That is a beautiful woman. And you own the stage. That is your stage in that moment.
Have you run into women that have done this that have never done pageants before? Because I'd imagine this is a situation where some people think you have had to have been in pageants since you were five years old.
Absolutely. There are girls that have done pageants their whole life, but most of the women that I've met through this have only been doing pageants like maybe a couple years. All the girls really... that I did my first year at Miss East Cascades were brand new. I think there's one or two that had done pageants previously. But even last year's title holder, that was her first pageant. She won on her first pageant. And it's really common, actually. But, and once you do it, though, it bites you.
Like, you get the bug?
You get the bug. Because I did it my first time, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'll do it again. And then I was like, yeah, I have to. It's so much fun.
Well, when you win, it's really fun.
When you win, it's very, very fun.
Talking with Melanie Garza, current Miss East Cascades. If you have a question for her, 509-663-5656. You can ask her, and she'll be ready to answer anything about the pageant or the pageant program or anything in regarding that she's got going on. So let's see. We've covered evening gowns, fitness or swimsuit, talents, and there's one other part, and that is sort of the interview. Talk about the interview.
The interview is the funnest and the scariest. It's simultaneously both. But it's really fun to go in because that's your time with the judges. There's going to be 5 judges in front of you, and they ask you anything under the sun, whether it's political, whether it's personal, whether it's funny, or whether it's serious. They can ask you anything, and it's the time that you kind of you get to let your personality shine in a closer room with them. You're not on stage; you're just you and the judges, and you get to show them your mind. And that's where you get to show your intelligence. You get to show your passions. You get to speak through your heart, but also through your mind at the same time. And it's a really fun part. Like, I don't know what else to say about it. It's very scary, and it's 10 minutes, so you think it's going to last forever, but it feels like 30 seconds. You walk in there, and they ask you maybe like 5 or 6 questions, and then suddenly the timer goes off, and you're like, is that it? There's only 6 questions. What do I do?
Inevitably, you probably talked more than you thought you would.
Probably. Maybe a little rambling here and there, but I got my points across.
Talking with Melanie Garrison. We'll take one more break. And when we come back, we'll finish up our conversation. And again, if you have any questions for her or want to get involved in this conversation, just give us a call, 509-663-5656. You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. It's 1240. This is Radio 560, KPQ time is 12:45. I'm Kevin Rounds, sitting in for Michael Knight. I was going to say something, and I'm not sure what it was. My brain just kind of... that's happened like a bunch of times every day. That's the way my life goes. But anyways, I'm talking with Melanie Garza, the current Miss East Cascades, who is getting graduated away from Central?
Central.
What happens after that?
Hopefully moving to Wenatchee.
Oh, okay.
I hope so.
All right, any accountants out there... if you are looking for a new employee, we have got your new employee right here.
I'd be happy to join the team.
By the way, if you have a question for Melanie about anything involving the Miss East Cascades program, the pageant, becoming involved in the pageant, what it's like to be Miss East Cascades, any of that kind of stuff that we haven't had a chance to answer for you or that you may have missed, please give us a call, 509-663-5656. You are going to be here next month, however, on the 20th. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your event.
So one of the charitable organizations that Miss America organization personally partners with is Children's Miracle Network. And it is a wonderful organization. I know multiple families that have been impacted by them, mine included. I had kidney failure when I was about 5 years old, and so I was in and out of the hospital over in Seattle a lot. And they just made the whole experience so much easier. They brought ease of mind. And then... Recently, through my brother's cancer treatment, they did the same exact thing. They brought us so much ease of mind, and they made the whole experience so much easier to just handle as a family. And so I'm very excited to be able to partner with them, and as well as Run Wenatchee, which, if you don't know who that is, it's a weekly run club. And I love their organization. I love the way that they set it up. It's very community-oriented and non-competitive. They have weekly run clubs on Thursdays. They're 4 to 6, and there's no mass start. You don't even have to run. You can walk it if you would like. I'm probably going to end up walking it. Let's be honest. I haven't done running in a long time. But you can come at any time. And when the Miracle Run, though, I am doing a Miracle Run to raise funds for Children's Miracle Network. So we're starting at 4:30. Any cash donation is welcome. I will also have set up a website that you can go online and make donations if you forgot cash or if you have your card only. But we're just doing a 5K, a Miracle Run 5K, to raise awareness, raise funds for Children's Miracle Network. And there will be hot chocolate, possibly candy canes. If you are down with that, let me know, and I'll be happy to provide them.
don't you drop the candy cane in the hot chocolate? Isn't that what you do?
See, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, it'd be a nice little, you know, candy cane spice.
minty chocolate.
Yes. Chocolate. So we're doing a Miracle Run, and I'm very excited. Please come out. It is January 24th at 4:30 at Pibus Market.
The 24th. Did I say the 20th? 24th. January 24th. 20?
Yeah. 24th.
Okay. I might.
Thursday, January 24th.
And the Miss East Cascades, part of the Miss America Network, or Miss America group, is, I mean, you and the Children of the Miracle Network are kind of just tied at the hip. I mean,
yes, yeah.
And it's a great organization to be tied at the hip with.
It really is. They're such a great organization. For State Week, this past June, the whole Miss Washington class went, and we went and visited patients in the hospital, and we visited their siblings, and we just talked to them. We talked to them about princesses. They absolutely love wearing our crowns. We just place it on top of their head. They get so excited. We just went to Spokane a couple weeks ago for Miss Washington's coming home party from Miss America, where she placed top 15.
Nice.
That was with Dana Marie. You're amazing. And we went and visited some more kids, and they actually even got dressed up in their princess outfits, and they got these little toy heels to welcome us in. And they're like, we want to wear your crown. And it was so cute. We played with their toys with them. We helped them do crafts, and it's, you get to be touched by them, and you get to bring them happiness because they love it so much when they get visitors, especially visitors with crowns.
Yeah, right. Because you're a princess.
We're a princess to them.
And which one have you got to be Elsa? Which one have you got to be?
I was Moana.
Oh, okay, there you go. It works out. yes, Disney princess. All right. Just as a heads up, we didn't cover this in our conversation, but contestants are required to raise $100 for the Miracle Network.
Yes.
As part of the organization.
Yeah, that's part of the requirements to step on stage, raising $100 for Children's Miracle Network, which is super easy. Just go to 10 of your friends, ask for $10, and
or
it's
100
done.
Friends and ask for $100.
Yeah, right. If you want to raise more, you're more than welcome to. It's very encouraged as well.
And that would be fantastic. If you want to get involved in this, MissEastCascades.com, that is the website to start. In fact, I'm cheating and asking questions because some of them are just right here on the frequently asked questions that you can always get involved in. And so what are some of the deadlines to get the applications in?
Applications are February 1st. February 1st and January 20th is our first meeting at Works at 11:45.
Okay. That's where I got the 20th from. It's the first
And then the pageant is March 9th, so 3 months after the first meeting.
That's going to be so fun. So, again, it is girls 18 to 25.
Yes.
If they're from Chelan, Douglas, Okanagan, Grant, or Kittitas counties, the winner gets not a $1,000 scholarship. You've been able to make that even more so. You've five times that.
Yeah. I've done multiple pageants in the past 2 years. I've done four in total. So Miss East Cascades my first year, Miss Yakima, Miss East Cascades my second year where I was crowned, and then Miss Washington. And then also all contestants of Miss East Cascades get $100 just for being a contestant.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, is watching Miss America when Miss Washington's up there, is that like watching the Super Bowl when your favorite team's involved? Is that kind of like...
A little bit. It was really cool. It was really, really cool.
Like you're just super into this.
It's like, oh, I know her.
Like you're really into this. Like you really want her to win. Like,
yeah. Oh my gosh. We were rooting for her so hard.
Melanie Garza, thank you so much for swinging by today. Congratulations on a great 9 months. Three more to go. And I know you're going to do excellent things. And again, any accounting firms here in the Wenatchee Valley that want to reach out to her, I am sure she'd be more than happy to have a conversation with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.